Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Zheng Shan from IHAB Computing Center, and today my topic is about the network-related updates at IHAB since last HAPEX. So here is the outline. First, I will introduce the network architecture upgrades status in IHAB and the network and the IPv6 status at IHAB. And then I will introduce a new network monitoring tool based on the persona. And after that, the SDN applications we have had in IHAB. And the last is the summary. So first one is the network architectures upgrades. Before this, I want to introduce the WAN connections in IHAB. My colleague Jingye have already mentioned this morning. And the bandwidth between IHAB and the USA is 10 gigabits per second. And the bandwidth between IHAB to Europe is also 10 gigabits per second. And to go to the USA, we go through this line internet 2, and to the Europe, we use the GENT link. And this screenshot shows about the maximum outbound network traffic since last 6 months. The maximum outbound network traffic is 7.41 gigabits per second. And this is our current inside a physical link. We have two networks. One is the campus network, and the other is the data center network. And each has a core switch as the connection, and we call it the campus core switch, and this is the data core switch. Data center core switch, and we also have the remote site of the high experiment, high energy experiments. One is Lhasa in Tibet, in Sichuan province, and the other is in Juno and the Daya Bay and the CSNS experiments. And these four also use the dedicated network, and it is. Some kind of P2P network link. And for the campus network, we have the wireless network and the cable network. But the wireless network goes through the outside network, it's also through the cable network aggregate switch. So if there is something wrong with this part of network, the wireless network will also be affected. So, we support IPv4 and IPv6 in some parts of the network, but we want to upgrade the network architecture to this kind of feature. We will create an interconnection switch which will connect all the networks of the IHAB. For example, the remote links and the campus network, including the cable network and the wireless network, and also the data center network, and all the network devices will support the IPv4 and IPv6 dual stack. And the key features of this architecture is we use the physical division to provide the function zoom to each network type. So here is the advantages of this network architecture. We use the physical division by function, which can provide the failure isolation. We also, in the new architecture, it's very easy to management and easy debugging when there is a network failure. So here is our feature plan of the network architecture. The new network architecture will be fully deployed in August this year. About the IPv6 status at IHAB, The goal of the IPv6 we use in IHAP is to provide the dual stack of IHAP grid storage, which includes including the dcache and the DPM nodes and the local network, which should be based on the IPDB and the DHCPv6. Here is our status, and we have persona for IPv6, both in the persona .ihap.ac.cn and the persona 2 in IHAP. So here is the screenshot of the latency and the throughput monitoring between IHAP site and the other site. And we also, the firewall and the switches are also dual stack supported, including the core switch, the TOR switches. And we use the 4A record to the, in the DNS V4 to support the DNS V6 service. We also do some tests on just one dcache node to do some data transfer in IHAP. And we only use the static IPv6 addresses. So here is the test results. The first image is shows about the site state of the IPv6. We are okay here, and we also do some functional tests. This shows that the delete and the get ls and the ls directory also works well. And here is the test results that we used in IPv6 to transfer data over SIM using the GSI FTP, and it works well too. Here, this is the transfer speed of the IPv6 transferring. We also have some problems we met. The first one is that there is, since right now we don't have the IPv6 owning DNS in IHAP, so we are currently using the 4A record in the DNS V4, and we are currently using the static IPv6 address because we don't we have some problems in testing the DHCPv6, and we are investigate some commercial solutions. First one is the ZDNS solution, which is a commercial brand for the DNS. It also supports the IPv6 and IPv4. And we also test the ISC DHCPv6 software, which can based on our IPDB to achieve the IPv6 address allocation. And since we have the puppet, so we need to integrate the IP, the DHCP services with the puppet. And also we need to support all the dcache nodes in IHAP to support the dual stack of the network. And because we also have the cloud environment in IHAP based on the OpenStack, we need to do some tests on it to let it support IPv6. The next part is about the new networking monitoring tools. These tools, the thought is that we select one connection point in each network zone, just I mentioned in my first slide. There is the campus network and the data center network, and the deployed persona there. And inside each network zone, we select some very important connection points and also deployed persona on them too. Then we can get the connection between the each zone and inside each zone. We also do the network monitoring, including the latency and the bandwidth between the collaborators of the best three experiments using this method. And we add some warning mechanism through email. So here is the screenshot of the of our. This is the data center latency test, which can show that it works fine at the right time. And this is the campus latency testing. And about the best three experiments, we also add the IPv4 latency and the bandwidth monitoring. And we also add the connection between IHAP and the other sites to the same page of this monitoring page. So we can see the connection status between IHAP and the other sites. So the last part is about the SDN applications at IHAP. We have three dimension applications of the SDN in IHAP. The first one is SDN at one. The goal of this is to provide a virtual private network based on the software-defined networking architecture for the high-energy physical scientific data exchange. And if you have, because we already have this kind of report in last year's spring HAPIX, so you can, if you have, if you are interested in it, you can refer to this link. And in the last HAPIX conference, we also have a report on the SDN at data center applications. The goal of this is to provide an elastic network architecture in data center and under the cloud environment. You can also refer to this link if you have any interest in it. And during the last 6 months, we designed a distributed SDN controller which can achieve the dynamical mapping between the controller and the switches. We used it to provide the elastic network service in the cloud environment. So there are three very important components in this architecture. One is the distributed data storage, which can synchronize the status of the controllers. And the other is the load monitor and the load balance model, which can do the load balance between the controllers. And in the load balance model, we use the weight-based DHT. We use the memory, the disk usage, and the CPU load, and the bandwidth between the controller and the switches to be the weight parameters. And we also do some traffic analysis using SDN to have some kind of research. The idea is that we capture the traffic using the S-flow, or you can also use the NetFlow to capture the network traffic, and then analyze the traffic. We already test some open source softwares, but it cannot match our requirements. So we plan to be self-developed for this kind of application and transfer the results to the SDN controller. Here we use the OpenDaylight, and through the result can be transferred through the REST API. And based on the early built features, feature library, the SDN controller will establish the open flow rules and set up in the switches on the ground. We also have some applications in the test bed, which can provide the network security solutions using the SDN. We have some kind of ARP attack detection and the prevention. The idea is that we create a global view of the whole network in SDN controller and create a global ARP cache in the controller. And the global ARP mapping table, there are five items. First one is the host ID, and then the the count of this host sent ARP, and the third one is the receive count of the ARP messages, and the fourth one is the ARP cache messages, including the IP and the MAC. We also use OpenDaylight as the SDN controller. So here is the algorithm. We first used a very simple algorithm because we think if the because there is also a source map address, MAC address in the ether header. So if the MAC address in the ether header is not equal to the sender MAC address in the ARP messages, then this can be the ARP the ARP detection. And the second one is that if the sender count of the ARP messages is larger than the receiver count, then this may be the problem. So if one of the four the following conditions is matched, the ARP messages of the host will be stopped, and which can be through the flow table, which can set up in the switches through the open flow protocol. And the future plan about this part is that since the match algorithm should be optimized to prevent the errors judgment when the underground network is changed. And we need to develop new network security applications. So here is the summary. The network architecture in IHAP will be upgraded in August this year. And the IPv6 testbed in IHAP has been set up. And but we still have so many things to do. The new monitoring tools based on Persona have been deployed, and a distributed SDN controller based on the OpenDaylight is designed. The last one is the network security solutions using SDN is under researched, and more applications will be added and deployed. So thank you very much for your attention.
Okay, questions? Well, I have a question. You mentioned both SDN and that you're upgrading your campus networking to centralize a common switch. Have you done any testing with SDN on that infrastructure? Do you know that it supports your SDN
yes,
controller?
We have a test bed in IHAP, and we do some simulation. It can support our...
Oh, so you've tested the new.
Yes.
Okay.
We use the mininet to modulate our network architecture, and it can work.
Any other questions? Okay, let's thank the speaker again.